The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Monday, the 23rd of September, 2019. It's still 2019. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You know what we forgot to do? We do this little... When we Facebook Live, you'll see it. It's a little routine that we have that's like, okay, we're locking in. It's our morning energy. Good morning. Probably wondering what the weather is. Hey, Carl, isn't it nice to come in Monday morning and our mics are on a blast?
Mics are perfect.
Yeah.
Is that Sue?
Yeah, Sue.
It is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
Great newscast this morning.
Thank you.
I like this part about the blah, 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 blah.
Did you? Yes, exactly.
Nancy Pelosi on, oh, blah, 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 blah.
And did you hear about the movies? Somebody I knew, I don't know, I can't think of who I was talking to in the last 4 or 5 days that said they were going to go to Downton Abbey.
Oh,
the movie.
Diane went.
Number one on
yeah,
the,
Diane she said it was really, she said, I don't know if you'd like it. I said, of course, I really get into those old period pieces with romance and, you know. And
as well, you know what?
She walked off laughing.
We try to flip it over because I go to all your shoot 'em up gory films.
You know what?
Yes, I
do. Name the last one.
The one that's still on the top 10, which would have been, with The Rock and
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. The Fast and Furious. And the new, you can take her to the new Rambo.
And
Rambo
West Blood. We're going to go to Rambo.
We didn't see Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, we did. We saw Hobbs and Shaw. Okay. Now today we'll be sunny with a high near 86 and a low of 65.
Okay, Tuesday, we saw Hobbs and Shaw.
Tuesday calls for a high of 97 and a low of 70. Wednesday calls for 97 and a low of 67. And Thursday will be 93. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, we want to do a shout-out to Holiday Harbor. We were on a houseboat over the weekend at through Holiday Harbor. Beautiful, clean boats. And the lake was fabulous. It was somewhat overcast on one day, sunny and hot on Saturday. And of course, yesterday we got in right before the thunderstorms. But a beautiful day. And you know what? We cannot say enough about the staff. Kevin Kelly, who runs the place, and the staff. They've been there for one guy 16 years, another guy 19 years. They are like a family, and they are so respectful. It just feels so good in this day and age to have people who are so respectful of your time. And there's a commitment factor when it comes to that. Great quality service. And we're just always in awe.
Boats work perfectly. Here's the thing. We parked the boat out there and spent the night, and it was absolutely quiet. The stars, if you haven't seen the stars in a long time, go out on Lake Shasta, and they're just, you're surrounded by a blanket of stars.
Beautiful.
You can see satellites moving through the sky. You can see a plane far, far away. Or somebody, leaving from Area 51. but now here's something that
not
you
too
need
many.
To know. Here's something you do need to know. In October, because they're going to close down October 31st, but starting, I guess, now, you can get a staycation there 4 days, 3 nights. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Get there Friday. Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday for like $480?
Yeah, just a little over $400 to go, on the lake.
Yeah, 3 nights, 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a suit, and there's nobody out there. It's nice and cool.
Well, there were people out there, but it wasn't super crowded.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, okay. It was just nice. It was, we just recommend it, and they're going to be having those kinds of deals. You can fish, October. They usually pull the boats in, but they're keeping them out because it's been so beautiful and the lake is full.
Yeah, the lake's got lots of water.
So use it. Go ahead and just, you know, think about what you can do if you can get away for a couple days
of
the week. Take your family. You could take your dogs. People do it. We saw them all over the weekend just, you know, carrying in their pooches that were exhausted because they've been on the lake all weekend. But anyway, so Holiday Harbor, we're just can't say enough about it. Seriously.
Okay, Highway 44. They're thinning it out, my friends. You know, everybody said the next great fire, you know, cancel, will be around the Shingletown area. Well, Caltrans and the Department of Forestry and all this, they're trimming now from Dersh Road all the way to the Lassen Forest boundary, and they are cutting it back. They're cutting all the weeds, the brush, the trees away from the roads. They're thinning it out so you can look back in there also, so it'll be harder to start a fire if a car goes off the road and or is dragging chains, which is a huge no-no, or has a flat tire and there's sparks that start. They are clearing it out. They have also, and here's a benefit. Have you ever been driving down 44 heading west and the sun's starting to set?
Mm.
You cannot see on that road. You cannot see on that road. And if you're on a motorcycle blasting
down
the road,
that.
My blasting slowed down to like about 40 after Linda's banging me on the shoulder and she's saying, right, right. And I'm looking out there and I had my hand up in front of my face to try and get the sun, you know, so I could see. And there was like a herd of deer right alongside the road. And you just can't imagine what happens if you hit a herd of deer doing like 60 miles an hour on your Harley. It's just not nice. It's not pretty. The deer don't like it. I do not like it. Linda hates it. So now you can look back further so you can see the wildlife. Because yesterday on the way back, from Lake Shasta, we saw two dead deer on the road. That one on the freeway and then one off on the side there.
Right.
At least two, maybe three. So be careful out there. Anyway, they are starting to clear it out. They are starting to thin the forest. That's great.
A couple things in headlines. I know we're going to have to take a break in just a minute, but gosh, about 600,000 travelers were stranded around the world after British tour operator Thomas Cook collapsed last night. Now, you and I have been, you know, pretty traveled. Not really very much for me or us in the last, you know, 10 years since we've become business owners. We're pretty much here. But we've been able to take
few
trips.
Some people might think that we traveled.
But 600,000 travelers stranded around the world after Thomas Cook. Now, can you tell me about Thomas Cook? It's a 178-year-old company. They entered into liquidation after talks on a financial rescue failed.
They have been around a long time. They are a famous travel company. And they... Well, that tells you how many? 600,000
people? 600,000
people because
stranded.
That's how many people they had out around the world, but now they can't get them back in. So the people are going to have to make their own arrangements to get home from wherever they are. So
I don't know if I've ever seen a Thomas Cook plane.
I don't know if I've seen their planes, but I have seen the, you know, ads for Thomas Cook. I mean, it's well known. It's kind of almost... one of those things you see so much, you don't really notice them, you know.
Okay, maybe.
Anyway,
but,
no more.
600,000 people.
If you have tickets to Thomas Cook, you might want to rethink this your trip, since they're not going to be there.
What's being called the largest peacetime repatriation in the country's history.
Yeah, they're having to get people back.
Mm.
Hey, you know, I don't care where you go when you're away from home at night.
Oh, that's true.
I don't care how good the beds are. You just don't sleep like you are on your sleep.
It's true.
So we got back last night. Linda spent two nights out there, and I spent one. Like I said, we talked about it, you know, Holiday Harbor. It's a great, 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 great time. But getting back in our beds, and then when you realize when you're in your sleep number bed that you, not only you and I, share this great experience in Trish and many, many people we know, but also over 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on Sleep Number because it's the official bed of the NFL. And can you imagine, Tom Brady sleeping on his Sleep Number? How can he get any better? The greatest of all times is now 3-0, and he trashed the New York Jets again. And this is without a wide receiver, really, because Edelman, one of our favorite little players, cracks his ribs or something. He got hammered out there. Because he goes across the middle, he expects to get hit.
Yeah, he's a hard player. Yeah.
Anyway, they can, but not only do they have the sleep number with the adjustable bed, like my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda, your sleep number setting is?
45.
You can adjust it like that, but with the new 360 smart bed, it adjusts to you while you move around at night. So it doesn't get any better than this. It's been rated number one by J.D. Power. We rate it number one. We have never slept as well as we have since we've had our sleep number bed. So right now you can find the competitive edge with well-proven quality sleep for only $999. But you got to head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there, lay on the bed, see how it can adjust to you, see how it can take away the hot spots so you can sleep better. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning, here on the 23rd of September. I want to talk a little bit about the march, the huge march we had. I guess you could call it almost the children's march for climate control. And I just have a few questions that I would ask them. We had them on Friday, very smart. Very caring kids, but I let them speak. But I should, you know. But the next time they come on, then I get to ask them some questions. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
It ain't me like to talk to you. We your next door neighbors at Clampett's.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs.
Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and thank you, Dave Benda, in the Record Searchlight, who acknowledged that we've been 10 years. We are 10 years
in the business.
We're celebrating 10 years of being on the air. KCNR 1460 AM actually hit the airwaves December 14th, it was December 14th.
It changed our lives.
We started
forever.
In business way before then, before we got on the air, because you know you had to do the FCC. We had to build the studio from scratch, blah blah blah. But we actually hit the airwaves. We've been actually with the FCC as a business at Free Fire Media Inc. since then, and we thank the folks at Wonderland Signs who've helped us with our logo. And we've rebranded. We're still in the process of a lot of this work this year as we went
hopefully
to 96.
Hopefully getting the new website up or website page released this week.
Yeah, 96.5 FM. And so Dave did a blurb for us on Sunday's paper column. So thank you, Dave Benda, and for all of those who are wishing as well as we celebrate here in the next 3 months through the end of 2019 for our 10-year anniversary.
Hey, this whole session is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, the specialist in emergency care, can be in and out of there in 30 minutes. And if you've been some places for 4 or 5 hours, you know how important that is. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. You know, last week the Children's Crusade marched for climate change. You know, to stop climate change and to get rid of all the carbon and carbon polluting. And we had some kids from the Chrysalis School in here, very bright young people, 12 years old, talking about saving the planet, that they're afraid of what's going to happen when they're, you know, another 20 or 30 years. And there's so many things you could ask them, but I wasn't going to because this was their day. But when they roll back through here again, here's some questions you should ask your young scientists that want to do away with fossil fuels and cows and change things to batteries and all this, is that are you willing to give up air conditioning in your school and heat in your school?
Okay.
You know, say you're in there 5 days a week, give it up for 3 days. Are you willing to watch only 2 hours of TV or less daily? How about weekly? Are you willing to walk to school, fix your own lunches instead of eating at the school, which is very, you know, energy, you know, unless your bus runs on something besides carbon fuels, which it doesn't, are you willing to walk to school? Or how about getting or ride your bicycle to school? Here's my favorite, though. Are you willing to give up your telephone and games? Because of the battery components come from mining. And let's just talk about that. Our legislature, which is so quick to help everybody, take away your gun rights and all this to protect people. Yet when House Bill, I have it written down here. House Bill 735 came up, or assuming the Assembly Bill. And what it was it asked that the state of California to certify. It would be from the California Air Resources Board to certify the vehicles subject to the state's zero emission vehicle mandate are free of any material made using child labor. Now, wouldn't you think that our California Assembly jump all over that and just say, yeah, you're right. We don't want child labor. We don't want those kids working in those mines. Well, guess what happened?
What?
The hypocritical people down there found every reason in the world to vote against it except to say that, oh, it's true, there is child labor. Why? Because in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and if you've ever been to the Congo, you know it's not a republic and it's not democratic, but it is the Congo, they have much criticized child labor practices prevalent in the cobalt mines. Cobalt, as everybody knows, is an essential part of the lithium-ion batteries that power electric vehicles. And also cell phones, laptops, and smart luggage use these batteries as well. However, much larger quantities required for the electric vehicle batteries, and the projected growth in the industry has been a key driver of rising cobalt demand. In fact, in 2018, investors referred to cobalt as the hottest metal on the planet, after demand had nearly tripled, and many analysts project demand to double again next year. So, while it's mined all over the world, close to 60% of it comes from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which we know is not democratic or a republic. According to UNICEF and Amnesty International, around 40,000 children are involved in cobalt mining in the DRC, and they make very few dollars a day. They begin as early as 4 years old because they can pick out cobalt out of a pile. At 10, now they start to work. Hard labor begins when children are forced to carry heavy sacks of cobalt on their backs to rivers for washing. I don't think they're going to school, and for sure, they're not riding their bikes and having a lunch provided by the government. Okay, since we make more, since we buy more than anybody else in the electrical vehicles, taking the lead to ensure that the, you know, that this isn't done should come to us. However, 11 members of the Transportation Committee made sure the bill did not pass. They raised the, it was like, well, it would be really hard. It would be really hard to do this. It would imperil California's climate goals. Cars, you know, making cars is a long-term process. The regulatory body assigned the responsibility of certification is not appropriate. It would require a lot of work. Lots of other industries use child labor too, and it would not, effectively address the issue. What it didn't say was, is that it was true. It is true. In legalese, this is called admission by omission. And instead of trying to figure this out, they just said, we're not going to vote on this. It is exasperating child labor atrocities abroad. At a country, we are turning, you know, we're wanting to give up all this stuff, but yet we are telling the kids in the Congo, your lives are not meant, or mean so much less than me being able to drive an electric car. It would seem that today, in our woke mentality, that we would want to do something about it, but not in California. We are hypocrites. They had their chance to do something. They chose not to do it because they're hypocrites. Oh, my God. Yes, it's true, but if we did that, we couldn't drive electric cars. It would really hurt what we're doing. This article was written by a lady by the name, I believe it's a lady, Mandy Gunasekera. She's writing for the Daily Caller. What she said, though, was absolutely true, and I looked it up. Yeah, child labor in the non-democratic, non-republic of Congo, and this is what happens with your cobalt. So these are questions that you have to ask. Also, when you get into this, when you get into going into total reliance on batteries, solar, wind, tides, not nuclear, you're talking about exacerbating all problems of mining. And just there's a litany of things that are not good for our environment, not good for the people. When you think about this, literally a billion 1,000-pound batteries have to be built just to start taking the place of fossil fuels. A billion of these batteries. And there's already, the war's already started on the trace elements and elements of these metals that are very rare. So I just thought that was, next time they come out and they say, we got to do this, ask them those questions. Are you willing to give up your telephone? Are you willing to not have air conditioning? As much of the world doesn't have, so you can feel that.
Well, I'm reading this article, Radiohead. Tom York admits he's a climate change hypocrite. He says this. Radiohead frontman Tom York has admitted he's a hypocrite for flying around the world while campaigning as an eco-warrior. The thing I've always struggled somewhat with is that if I'm campaigning on climate change, I'm someone who has to fly to my work, so boom, I'm a hypocrite. He told us to BBC. I totally agree, he says, I'm a hypocrite, but I'm trying to do something about it, and yes, you're right, I'm a hypocrite. Ms. Rocker's admission comes amid increasing criticism for celebrities painting themselves as eco-crusaders while leaving a bigger carbon footprint than those they lecture. Exactly what you're talking about, Carl. Backlash was most noticeable when many of the A-list names in the world, including former President Barack Obama, Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Katy Perry, went to the so-called Google Camp Ego Party in Italy last summer, with at least 114 private jets reportedly taking guests to the opulent Viura Resort.
How much, you figure out how much energy they use there? 114. They've had others that have brought in over 1,000 private jets have come in. People flying in, putting out more carbon emissions than a family of four would in a million years. So, you know, this whole thing is hypocritical. And if somebody needs to step and say, okay, ask the hard questions. Are you willing to give this up? Are you willing to give up steaks? Are you willing to give up sausage? Are you willing to give up air conditioning? Are you willing to go back and live like your caveman ancestors to save the world in the United States? Because I guarantee you, in China and in India, they're not doing it. Oh, hell no. They want what we have. And in, as and here's the problem is that you see, you know, countries in Africa and around the world, they have TV. They want what we have now. They want to live like we do. And if so, we start cutting back, we do away with this, we change our standard of living, we take these things and get rid of them. Guess what? China and India are not going to do that. Pakistan's not going to do that. No, Monrovia is not going to do it. Zanzibar is not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So you got to figure a way of getting everybody. If you're all, if we're all going to hurt, let's hurt together then.
Currently, hey. 65 degrees in the downtown studios. And we're going to take a break here. This is Casey and our 96.5 FM. And, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has got a new class that you don't want to really get a CCW, but you do want to learn to shoot. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. And you can take this class, take it with your friends. Just come out. If you don't have a gun, they will supply the guns. If you do, come on out. Learn how to shoot it. Learn how to shoot it safely, how to handle firearms safely and responsibly, and how to store them safely and responsibly. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Miles from Palm Springs to Texas, but tonight it's right
there. All right, there's my
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And what was he singing? Country Western?
I don't think that's that sounds very
circus.
Yeah.
Well, there he is. This is welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, your newspaper of the air. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know what? People are calling us and asking us, hey, we're having some real problem with fire insurance. I say, go to Judy Maxwell, give her a call at 221-0441. And she can help you. She can help you out because they have just taken up in Sunset Terrace. Sunset Terrace. They're canceling fire insurance up there, or they're not renewing fire insurance up there.
Which is a travesty. When we first moved to Redding, that was an area that I really love that area. First of all, their large streets and they've got alleys and big lots, and it's just beautiful up there. That was kind of like, there were.
And their house wasn't hit by the fire.
But neighbors were. Neighborhood.
Neighborhood was. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Judy Maxwell, she can help you out. 1378. If anybody can help you, Judy Maxwell can. Hey, we're here with Rob Burrows.
Good morning, Rob.
Hi, good morning.
I was starting to worry about you, buddy.
Well, I was actually sitting out in my car while listening to the radio.
Oh, I texted you and said.
Where are you, buddy?
And you know where my cell phone is? It's sitting at the house on the counter on the charger.
Okay, so when you go back, you'll see that, and I'll say, where are you? 7:30. Yeah. Hey.
Good morning. What do you have? But you've always got something to share, or what's coming on. Is it the Boondocker Ball again?
That's right. We have our fall Boondocker Ball.
I've already got our table filled up, too.
Right around. That's good, because you got a table full of tickets right here. So.
Hey, I love that. Love that shirt.
Yeah,
all right, so let's hear about it.
Red, white, and blue hot rod shirt.
It is.
Black and white Boondocker Ball.
That's right. We have a lot of folks come that aren't in the military. They don't have a military uniform, so black and white is anything nice, black and white, tuxedo or not. It's going to be a wonderful evening. It's October 5th. It's 2 weeks out. And this is a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and also for our Homeward Bound Military Family Support Program and our Silver Star Widows Program. And so all the tickets and all the general drawing and everything, that goes to the museum. And then everything from our live auction goes to our two nonprofit helpers for our community, which is Homeward Bound and Silver Star Widows.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you know what? Now, I know you're also raising money for the sending packages.
That's right. That's the Homeward Bound.
Okay, the Homeward Bound. As you've done since, remember, when did we do that first one? It was like
2008.
Yeah.
Right when we were married.
And we were. And it was at the Vets Hall.
It was.
And the whole place, my friends, you cannot imagine. Tables were all around the, if you've ever been in the Vets Hall, this is a good sized place.
Right.
Around the whole perimeter, filled with stuff. And everybody took a box, several times.
Right.
And you walked around and you filled that box up with stuff. And this was back then when we appreciated, because Rob and I knew the kind of neat things that we really enjoyed while we were over there that you couldn't get your hands on.
Right.
Toothpaste. The hand sanitizer.
Jerky cookies. Squeeze cheese. I mean, just stuff from home, you know.
You know,
squeeze
just, cheese. You know, things to, you know, the wipes to help clean you. And, I mean, it's just everything you can imagine and lined up. And I don't, how many packages went out that day?
We sent out 2,400 packages.
2,400.
Yeah, and we've been doing that ever since.
2,400
we've been doing
packages.
That BFW and Anderson now. Yeah. So.
Well, we were down one time in the senior.
Yes,
senior.
We were there 2 years.
Yeah, down there for that. And again, this is something to get involved with a couple of different ways. One, you can donate,
right?
Because you've got how much you're trying to raise.
Well, we're trying to ship 1,000 boxes. Okay, at $19 a box is what the Postal Service charges us to ship a box overseas. So you know that adds up fast. So So last year was a low year because of the fire. So we only shipped about 750 boxes. Mm-hmm. Year before that, we shipped almost 2,000 boxes.
Wow!
So since we started this program, we shipped over 12,000 boxes overseas.
And this is to now, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, gosh, there's there's not that many people."
Oh, we have
in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we have so many people that are deployed out there. If you think about it,
Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard.
You talk to families around here. Oh yeah, my son just moved into to Qatar, or they just went into Kuwait, or they just they're floating
in Turkey,
or they're floating around out in the Med or the Pacific someplace. They're deployed. We have, and a lot of times, do we send them to kids that are from our own home, well, from our area here that are like away from home at Christmas too?
Yes, because what we do is we try to ship to our local veterans' families. That's our primary. And then what we do is we ship 5 or 10 boxes to that person, and they become Santa Claus wherever they are.
That's great.
Because they hand those boxes out to their unit, their buddies that don't get anything from their homes. Sometimes we'll send them to the chaplain or the chief and say, look, if they're not getting anything from somebody from home, give these boxes out to those that are not receiving. And so we try to make the day and bring up that morale for our men and women in uniform, wherever they're at, to say thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, do you take things like Guns and Ammo magazine and stuff like that?
We take all those different magazines, and we'll put 2 or 3 magazines or small books in each one of those boxes. And mm-hmm. Sometimes they have no reading material, so this is something else for them to get, trade, share, whatever. And then that way they get something from home, too, because if you're out there 6 months on a med cruise or wherever else or in a foxhole someplace,
well,
you
Linda's,
don't get
Linda's
anything.
Willing to, Linda wants to give up her Playgirl collection that she's had for for 30 years.
What are you kidding?
Burt Reynolds and all those. But you know what? Some of the things we send for, for females? You know, do we mark female boxes?
We do. Yeah. We have F or M, and then they get shipped out.
Because they have different stuff in there.
Right. Well, all the women's, all the ladies' toiletries and different
So when
items.
Do you send the boxes so we can get like a drive going?
Okay, so November 30th will be our shipping for the boxes.
All right.
And
where do
we'll
people
have,
drop stuff off?
They can drop them off at our offices there in Anderson at 2110 North Street.
Okay.
And that is our new museum offices. Is open
what,
to the public.
What do you
public.
Need the most, buddy?
You know, we can buy items to go in the boxes. Our biggest deal is money to ship the boxes. If the money's not there to ship it, we can't ship the box.
Okay.
So if people want to make a $19 or a $20 donation for shipping a box, every one of those boxes that go overseas, I mean, that's a Christmas present to military personnel someplace on the other side of the world.
And I tell you what,
that's what this
if
is
you've
about.
Ever been on the other side of it when boxes come in, you know, like we had so many coming around Christmas time in 06 that we put up tables. So as our Marines, as they were leaving, they would take a look. Okay, I'll take this. I'll take this. Right. You know, and you know those little the little boxes of toothpaste,
sure.
You know, the miniatures, the mini toothpaste, and the folding toothbrushes. Easy to carry. And it makes you feel so good to be able to brush your teeth out there.
Well, not only that, but you can use that toothbrush for your weapon, your rifle, your gear, anything. So it's even if you don't use it for that, Q-tips are wonderful.
Oh,
you can use them for all of your gear.
Can't get you
and
can't
so,
get and you,
you
can't,
know, we send
you
know
can't keep Q-tips.
50 to 100 Q-tips in each box so that they have those to utilize for whatever they need to use them for.
They have these little packets of Q-tips, you know, that's like 36 in them, and they're in a closable little flat box. That's really cool. That's good too.
Well, you can buy 1,000 also for like $3 or $4, and we just put them in small Ziplocs.
We sort them out
and put them. Then they can use a Ziploc bag for their gear too. I mean, everything is usable when you're in the field.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Rob Burrows, who is, we're going to talk, when we come back, a little bit more about the black and white boondocker ball, but we're also going to talk about where we are, where you are, where we all are with our museum.
Things are moving forward.
I know they are.
Yeah, things are jumping, and we're thankful for
that.
That's great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, 15 years in the business and counting. You know, when she started this on her kitchen table 16 years ago, she just wanted to do one thing, and that was to help people. And that's what she's been doing since then. Whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 12 days, every day of the week, every third day, whatever, she's going to come to your house and make a plan that works for you. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com, or you can give her a call at 226-8350. But I guarantee you this, she's got a big, big heart, and she has helped veterans in our community out so much by, one, finding out their veterans and immediately giving their names to our people down at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office so they can start helping our veterans receive the benefits that they've earned in their lives. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Rob Burrows.
But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
He said my name is Private Andrew Malone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're proud to be veterans here. We're proud of our military.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know what? You know, people that
veteran-owned business.
Veteran-owned business.
And a lot of our sponsors that have been with us for 10
business.
Years. Yeah. 10 years. Shasta Gas Propane that brings us the weather. Brings us the weather every day.
Trackmaster Windshield Repair.
Brings us Alliance Heating and Air.
Many of ours, the Cypress Square Barbershop, many of
veteran-owned businesses.
All of them are veteran-owned businesses, like Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip or a crack 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Worse is going to fix it for you. He is a veteran, and he guarantees his work. He's not going to waste your time. He's the guy's most truthful person you're ever going to meet. And that he can fix it, and if he can't fix it, he'll tell you right away and tell you, hey, this is who I trusted to replace your whole windshield. RVs, you get that little bitty chip, oh, that's a huge windshield. He can fix it. Corvettes, 2018 Corvettes, that windshield is an integral part of your structure. He's fixed them. I've seen it. Learn more by giving him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah, you know, it's not ordinarily we talk about, well, we won't, you know.
Let's talk about the Boondocker Ball one more time. Black and white Boondocker Ball is on October 5th, and, of course, Rob Burrows. You know, Rob, when Carl first came to Reading, and he had just come back from Iraq, it was fresh. He was retiring, and we were working across – I was working across town on another – corporately owned, you know, there's Reading Radio, there's Results Radio. I was doing the morning show with Don Burton. I can say we're all in this together, meaning that we live in the community.
Right.
So then Carl had his own show on Saturday mornings that was all veterans. It was everything veteran,
right.
7, 8 in the morning. And so when they decided to do a corporate decision, whatever they did with the two of us, we ended up doing the morning show. They decided numbers or whatever it was, and we got frustrated and went across town, and because of Mike Quinn owning his own FCC license.
He's an Air Force veteran.
It was a dark license, and we came over and started KCNR. We had to, you know, go through Washington, D.C. and do all the business and everything like that. So that was the only way we could have an imprint, was to be able to do be our own bosses.
Right.
So we just commend that you, for 7 years, would go in every Wednesday and do your morning show. And so you've always loved the veterans, and since I've known the two of you.
He's a veteran. He's a veteran.
Yeah, you've both. Yes, you're a veteran. How many years were you in?
23 years.
23 years, you're a career guy. And
Rob and I were in Fallujah about the same time. And
well, you were in that conference. That's where I saw you, was in that convoy conference in Fallujah at the convention.
Our convoys. Convoys were always interesting.
Yes, they were.
They were always interesting. Now, we've only got like 7 minutes left, so I want to talk about the Heritage Center. And, I mean, you've opened up your admin offices in Anderson, and you've got stuff in there look at. Yeah.
That's the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building, and that was donated. The building was actually donated to us in the name of Joe Gonzalez, who was a D-Day veteran.
Right.
And the family donated. Bob Mather with preemployment.com donated that building in his honor. And we were able to completely renovate that entire facility. Sat empty for 12 years. And you can imagine how a building starts to fall apart in 12 years.
Yeah.
And so Navy Seabees can do, and we did. Completely took it back apart down to the brass tacks and rebuilt it, repainted it, put it all back together, all new LED lighting, everything. And so now we have our offices open to the public.
Yeah.
Thursday through Saturday, we were open there at 2110 North Street in Anderson, and now we're working on the main facility on the hill.
Now, where are we with that?
Well,
I say we being the royal we. It's you. So.
Well, we're still working. We're working on our third perk test for the property, and we just finished our landscaping permit, get our engineering and drawings to get those submitted for the permit. we're ready to break ground. And so we have been just busting our tails to get this together. We just paid off the second mortgage on this facility. So we have 5.5 acres with all everything ready to go, and we owe $200,000 on it. That's it. We are down to the nitty-gritty, paying the property off.
Then
we're going to roll that into a building loan. I mean, we're right there.
Did you think 10 years ago when you – well, you started this. Yeah, at least 10 years ago.
Well, the idea came up in 2003 or 4 when we had our own restaurant. And then from there, when I came back for my second tour, we hit it hard. We became an official nonprofit May 5th of 2008.
Well, you're here now. You're getting ready to, and you've got people that are really, really, you know, ready to donate. And
we have so many in the community for in-kind donations.
The earth moving and all these things. I'm thinking it'd be a great place for Shasta College to come out there and put their guys to the test and their heavy equipment class.
We'd love to have them out there.
Well, yeah, we have to make a quick announcement here that there possibly be PG&E power shutoffs for 9 NorCal counties. There could be 124,000 customers affected by tonight. In Butte County, El Dorado County, Nevada County, 12,950. Placer County, 22,000. Sutter County, 230. Yuba County, 5,240. Lake County, 12,840. Napa County, 10,500. And Sonoma County, 33,000. This is PG&E, the risk of elevated fire risk within a peak period around 8 p.m.
Until
9 a.m.
We're in the red zone now. And it's going to be all day. They're going to be the humidity is real low. It's going to be hot, and the winds are blowing. So stand by. And it's going to be touching a lot of different people. Okay, Rob, let's hit it again here. Now, your black and white boondocker ball.
October 5th, tables.
Yes.
Good table sponsorships.
Their tables are $500, and you get an $800 drawing package with that. It's a fantastic deal. We have 14 firearms. We'll be getting those from Bastiani Arms.
Oh, yeah.
And they just work with us greatly. So cool. They support us
Bastiani
so well.
Bastiani Arms.
Yep, they're wonderful people.
They've been with us for 10 years.
Yeah, they're great. And they always come. We have a table for them, and they take care of all the firearms for us. And right now is a great time to win a firearm.
Yeah.
We've got some great handguns and some long rifles and shotguns and just some good stuff you don't just normally find out there. And some lever actions, 30-30s and things like that. So some good older firearms.
Or if you just want tickets to go to and get your raffle tickets there. Or buy your packages there. The tickets cost how much individually?
Well, we do $100 package, $300 package, and a $400 package. But if you buy a table, you get all of that included.
Right.
So the best opportunity is to buy a table,
get your
tickets, and then enjoy a group of eight
and
people.
And a sponsor table of $500, and you get those eight. And I tell you what, $800 worth of raffle tickets.
Right.
You're up there. You know, do you have anybody there? A lot of times these little, you know, like FFA or something like that will come out, and they're set up to stamp the tickets for people. And they do it for free. You know, you just do it for, you know, donations.
Right.
And that way you don't have to write anything on the ticket, and you can just have those kids just stamp, 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 stamp. Just a thought.
Right. That's something to think about.
That's what we did. So, and they just stamp they stamp a number or something on it so that, you know, so when you're looking at it, the guy drawing.
Right.
Looks at it. Okay, number 45, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay, so congratulations again. Saturday, October 5th, the Black and White Boondocker Ball, which a great event. Dinner, dance, and costume contest.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful night, and all of our events are always wonderful. Folks that come, you know, it's going to be, we have a buffet dinner, so we're cooking there. We have our, all of our meals are prepared right there in-house by our own folks, and so that's another way that we can help save costs and things like that. And it's always, people are just very, they get all the food that they want to eat. They have a wonderful evening. We always sponsor two tables for the Veterans Home. And so through our Silver Star Widows program, we'll have two tables there for veterans from the Veterans Home. And they will be our guests for that evening. We always have two tables of guests to do them. So it's a wonderful night. Once again, if you want more ticket information, give us a call at the office. It's 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Offices of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And that'll be held in Anderson at the Veterans Event Center there at the BFW Hall.
And it's a great place. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for what you do for our community and our veterans.
Thank you.
And I've got something to ask you as soon as we take a break here.
And coming up after the break, Michael DeQuisto.
I love having city council people on that disagree about the same subject. I mean, at least you get to hear both sides of it. Okay, hey, we'll be right back.
America. America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Wally Hines. President Trump getting ready to chair a session on religious freedom during today's opening session of the UN General Assembly. Most other world leaders will be attending a session on climate change at the very same time. Travel around the nation's capital, more of a pain than usual today with climate activists threatening to shut down D.C. They've already been blocking traffic on some of the city's busy commuter routes. Tens of thousands of British travelers stranded after legendary tour operator Thomas Cook shut down.
The firm's four airlines will be grounded, and its 21,000 employees in 16 countries, including 9,000 in the UK, will lose their jobs.
Karen Chalmers reporting the British government struggling to get 150,000 travelers to their destinations. The showdown continuing between the Trump administration and Congress over access to an intelligence whistleblower's complaint.
The complaint is described as serious and urgent and reportedly involved a phone conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. Even though the president says the claim is ridiculous, his administration has kept Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. Lawmakers are pressing for oversight of the executive branch, while Mr. Trump dismisses the complaint as partisan, even though he acknowledges he doesn't know the identity of the whistleblower. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Opening statement set to begin in Dallas this morning in the murder trial of a white former police officer accused of shooting her black neighbor in his apartment. The former officer, Amber Geiger, claims she shot 26-year-old Botham Jean after she entered the wrong apartment and thought he was a burglar. Antonio Brown says he is finished with the NFL, and the NFL appears nonplussed. The embattled wide receiver said in a Twitter rant yesterday he won't be playing in the NFL anymore and went on to take shots at others in football who've been accused of sexual misconduct, including Patriots owner Robert Kraft and former teammate Ben Roethlisberger. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be the next big partisan battleground.
Senator John Thune says five prominent Democrats filed an amicus brief suggesting the court is broken and due for a big shakeup.
If you don't rule the way that we want you to, you won't like the consequences.
The majority whip says a threat to pack the court won't happen so long as Republicans are in control of the Senate.
All 53 Republican senators sent a letter to the justices underscoring our commitment to protecting the independence of the judiciary.
Thune says that's the only way to ensure the protection of individual rights. By new reporting.
The military is apologizing for a tweet sent out over the weekend suggesting a stealth bomber would be deployed against any activists trying to storm Area 51 in Nevada. The tweet followed an online campaign calling on UFO fans to storm the base. The now-deleted tweet included a picture of troops standing by a stealth bomber with the words, "The last thing millennials will ever see if they raid the area." News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong over the weekend took a violent turn.
While attacking a subway station, protesters smashed overhead surveillance cameras, used hammers to knock ticket sensors off gates, and spray-painted the screens of ticket machines, using umbrellas to shield their identities. Another group defaced a Chinese flag before putting it into a dumpster, which they then pushed into a nearby river. Police then advanced on the protesters using tear gas. Demonstrators say Beijing and Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the Western-style civil liberties promised to the former British colony when it was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The strike against General Motors by 49,000 UAW workers entered its second week today, with some progress reported in negotiations, but no clear end in sight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue, who's at the helm. And, of course, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Today it's going to be 86 degrees with our sunny and our temperatures of the highest today. Mostly clear tonight with the overnight lows of 65. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with 97. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're fluctuating up here with these temperatures. It's currently 66 degrees. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to give you a forecast for tomorrow, 97 on Wednesday, and Thursday will be 93. Chance of showers on Friday, weather highs of 79, so you're looking for some humidity there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I promise to do a live read for the Cascade Theater. This is coming up on the Sci-Fi International Film Festival on September 27th. We're going to be giving tickets away this week. It starts at 7:30, and they're shorts, 14 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, all different from all over the world. Sci-Fi International Film Festival, first of its kind here in Reading, featuring films from USA, UK, Italy, Israel, Serbia, France, and India. So it's going to be really good if you're into that kind of thing. So, again, 7:30 on September 27th. Now let's go to the phones. Sorelli, Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Sally, what's happening in the meetings tonight?
We have Kimberly Vollmers as our speaker tonight. She is with the Matrix Mother. She is with a group of moms that was down in Sacramento last week, trying to get Gavin Newsom not to sign SB 276, which takes away all parental rights to the parents about the vaccines.
You know, that's the this thing is, it's interesting because they know that a certain percentage of kids are going to react badly to vaccines.
Yes,
I mean that's just, I mean that's just by sheer numbers that happens, and it seems like if you have a doctor that says, you know what, this child is going to have an adverse reaction. So now what happens is if a doctor does this, they have a board of non-doctors weigh in on this and say, well, yes or no. So, you've just lost your last shred of being able to take care of your kid.
That's right. And the drug companies cannot be held liable either for the vaccines that they produce. So they get off scot-free without any kind of liability whatsoever. And the statistic is 1% of all children that get vaccines come down with some kind of harm or are in danger of risk. So, I mean, when they're doing millions of vaccines every year, I mean, that's an astronomical number of kids that are affected by these vaccines. And to take away parental rights to decide, that's another issue too.
And you got to take a look too, and we can move on. But you look at the counties that have the highest rate of non-vaccinations, and in many cases they're very affluent counties here in the San Francisco area. Did you know that?
So anyway, yeah. Kimberly Vollmers will be there tonight at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, and we are also working on the Recall Newsom campaign to get signatures. We will have the signature sheets at our meeting tonight, and you can also pick them up or sign them at Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or at Bastiani Arms.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
So thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're here with Michael DeQuisto.
Good morning.
He is looking. Does he smile? I mean, have you seen Mike? Okay, now he is. He's smiling.
Yeah,
he
you're looking good, buddy.
He was smiling when Linda hugged him.
What do you have up your sleeve today? Just go ahead and tell us. What's first on your list that you want to share?
Today's 4 months after I had my heart surgery, and I'm doing very well.
A lot of people probably don't know this, but Mike DeQuisto had his chest cracked open.
Big time.
And I didn't know about it because, you know, I noticed you weren't around, and they said that you were off. And, you know, I thought, well, if Mike wants me to know, he'll tell me. I don't go after those kind of things.
No, it's personal.
It is personal.
But I did finally tell you.
You did. And when you told me, I'm like, wow. This was a big operation, and it was more than one, right?
No, I'm 65, and it was an aortic valve that had stenosis, which just means it's dead and dying. It was slowly getting worse. And then before I went to have that done, they did an angiogram, and they found 3 bad arteries, so I had a 3-way bypass, a new aortic valve, and then took 10 days to get out of the hospital, passed out, put me back in, and they said, now you need a pacemaker. So I think they've pretty much covered every part of my heart that needs covering. So now I'm good to go.
And you know, here's the thing: is don't give any more do any more chest punches when you see him. Don't do that. It could, you know,
that could be bad.
That could be bad. Oh well, you're back. You look great.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you didn't know you before and now, then there's no difference.
There really isn't. And the only thing I could say is that you should go to your general family doctor, and if he or she finds something, which mine found, they heard a murmur 3 or 4 years earlier, go check it out. Go follow it up. Because I didn't have any symptoms to speak of.
Really?
I got tired if I walked up 3 flights of stairs. And I said, well, I'm 65 years old. What's so hard about that? And I had occasional chest discomfort. And that was it.
I had a friend that much younger than you in the Marine Corps. Same thing. But when he'd go up a flight of stairs, he'd kind of get out of breath. You know, we do a lot of physical activity in the Marine Corps. And so they went down, and he ended up getting the 3-way.
Yeah, one flight would be a sign.
Yeah, and we have friends that had when they're 43 years old. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's the kind of thing is if you get that warning, it's probably good to go in.
It is.
I tell you, that is that one thing about the VA. I go in there for my physical, and they just will not turn me loose after that. Well, you know what? It's been 10 years since you've had a stress test. Okay. So would you like to go here? Okay. And so I'm going to get a stress test. And they said, I've had injuries, and as you can probably imagine, in my life. And I said, well, yeah, my left ankle is starting, you know, it hurts now and then. Not all the time, blah, blah, blah. Going to the podiatrist Wednesday. So they're going to check that out. They x-rayed my leg and my foot. So this is, I have nothing but great things to say about the VA clinic here. And, but you do, you need to listen to your doctor. And you are your own doctor. You're your best doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if one doctor says, don't worry about this, you might want to go see another doctor.
You're your own best doctor is exactly true.
And it is.
Follow up on it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take an early break here, and we're going to come back because I want to talk this solar thing. It seems like it's a done deal, but maybe not. I saw the list of people that were on the committee. I know a couple of them. I know Lori Goyne, and I think I have nothing but the utmost respect for Lori Goyne. She is smart. She is honest, and she won't back off of something that she believes is true. And not that she's, you know, not open-minded, but because she is. But I think if the rest of them are of that quality, that your committee at least has good people on it. But I'm not sure what they're going to do.
We can talk about that.
We can talk about that. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. It's locally owned, locally operated. They just opened up, not just opened up, but in the spring they opened their central branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley's Shopping Center. Of course, you have one on California Street, really close to Jack's. But you can learn more if you visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. And they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading City Councilman Michael DeQuisto.
Nation roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KNVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
The 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your town hall on the air. Good morning. It's 8:18 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up to about 88 today. Tomorrow it's going to be 98, and next day 98. Woo! Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-2793. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment of the show of another veteran-owned business that's been doing this for well over 25 years. Any make of heating or cooling system, warranties, guarantees offered. All of the people are highly trained. They show up on time. They do their job. They don't leave a mess, and they correct anything that's wrong with your heating or cooling systems. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman. And when we left, we said we're going to come back. The solar question that got everybody excited the other day. We had some of the solar companies on. There's 12 solar companies in Redding, which is kind of interesting, but then you think we've got a lot of sun here. And they talked about changes, drastic changes that were promulgated, not saying they passed yet, but were promulgated to the city council. The biggest one, of course, being changing the amount of money that solar customers who already have the systems now and who had signed an agreement with the city, albeit saying it could be changed with 30 days notice, changing and making a 75% cut on the amount of money the city was going to pay the customers. And then it came up, well, let's just grandfather them. And
that was initially defeated.
It was initially defeated, right.
Adam and I voted to grandfather, and the other three did not.
And what was the reasoning behind that?
That we voted to grandfather? I voted to grandfather.
No, I know why you want. Okay, well, tell us both sides then. You were there.
So the first part is, it's kind of silly to have to vote to grandfather an existing contract. The contract says what the contract says. It's a 30-year contract, and it says if you want to change it, both sides have to agree.
I didn't know it said that. I thought it said that either side could make the change. That's what I was told by Barry Tiffin.
No, it's confusing. It's not drafted very well.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's a 30-year contract. It says either side can change it, but they both have to agree. But then it also says either side can end it on 30 days' notice.
Oh, well then.
So when the city made its recommendation, they did not recommend to end all of these contracts on 30 days' notice. There'd be pitchforks in the streets if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So they recommended to change the term from 30 years to 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. And they also recommended to change the money that was being paid for the solar that the businesses or houses would generate from 16 cents to 3 cents. So the change in the price got shuffled off to a committee, which they've started. The first meeting's this afternoon at 3 o'clock down at City Hall.
Not the length of the contracts or anything, just the cost?
Correct. The length of the contract is still 30 years.
Okay.
Now, the issue that came up with the contract was the council, when we did not vote to grandfather in all of the existing contracts, Mr. Tippin said, so that means everything is status quo. And we said, yes.
Don't change anything.
That's what I understand status quo to mean. It's pretty simple English. And what happened then is I made a motion that said, because Mr. Tippin said, well, what about people that apply from now forward? And I said, well, okay, I make a motion to grandfather those people in so that they would have the same existing contract as the people that were already in. And that passed 4-1. The next day, or shortly thereafter, Mr. Tippin, apparently on his own, decided to change the contract, take out some language, and put in some other language that he thought, I'm not sure why he did it.
He said that it was to illuminate the fact that it could be changed at any time.
Well, I'll tell you what he took out. He took out several parts. There's language that says if you generate electricity or you use electricity, you get paid the same rate for each one. That was specifically in the original contract.
Right.
He took that out.
Oh, okay.
There's language that says,
because it used to say whatever you pay for, you will be paid for it.
Correct.
Essentially, whatever, you know, and then but the state said
that
no
was
longer.
That was the 16 said, cents.
Right. And then the state says no longer have to do that.
That's correct. The law under which they were doing this said when you reach a certain level of generation, 5% of your total generation, then you don't have to do it anymore. It doesn't say you can't continue it.
Oh, okay.
It just says
you don't have to.
You're not under the mandate of the statute anymore to make you go do it. The second part that he did is in the original contract, it says you true up annually. It specifically says that. And he took that out.
Wait a minute. You do what?
You
accrue. Oh.
True it up every year. So
every year. Okay,
a whole
I got
year.
It. Right, right.
Electricity in, electricity out. He took that out. So when I asked him about it at the city council meeting, what he said was, well, it's all in the rate book, so I didn't really change anything. These are just immaterial, insignificant changes, and it's really the same contract. Well, I went to law school, and I've done a lot of contract work, and in my opinion, it's a very significant, very material change. And Mr. Tippin did not go to law school, as far as I know. So irrespective, that's where it currently stands. I believe there will be another vote on whether to grandfather in contracts with a date certain at the next city council meeting, which is on Monday, September 30th, not October 1st.
How come not October 1st?
Because I think it's a police night out or neighborhood night out where the council goes out and talks to the neighborhood watch people. So they didn't want to do a council meeting on that same night.
Okay.
So that's going to come back up again. You know, it's interesting. I specifically asked Mr. Tippin, why don't you just use the old contract? That seemed to be pretty basic. And he said, I'm not going to use the old contract, and I'm not going to change the one that I did. So in a private enterprise setting, if the board of directors tells the president of the company to do something, and it's pretty clear and the president doesn't do it, there are certain consequences for it.
Well, has the whole council voted to say that?
One of them has. That would be the one here.
Okay.
As in anything, you need three. But what he did is what he did. It's on the tape. It shows what he did. You know, he has his reasons for it, and I vehemently disagree with it.
Okay.
But anyway, that's where it is right now.
That's where it is right now. Now, do you think that, so the committee is going to be doing this for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So everything stays as far as the money stays the same.
That's correct.
Stays. Now, Julie has solar. Julie Winter has solar. I said, well, why don't you try that 3.9 instead of the 15 and just, you know, kind of as a test base to show us how it works. She didn't answer. Maybe I asked her during the break. I'm not sure. Anyway, here's the thing is, to me, I'm riding two horses here, okay? And I'm going to sound ambivalent about it because on one horse I'm riding, we push solar. We've been pushing this for years and years. So then I get a solar, and part of the solar is to pay for it. Is, well, look, you get this money back because you're doing the right thing, and blah blah blah. And then the other horse runs in here, and I'm riding, and says, "Wait a minute, I don't have solar. Why am I paying to subsidize the solar people?"
Well, that's an interesting question, and if you look at the REU rate book, there are probably half a dozen different rates that get charged to different customers depending on the size and the capacity. So in simple layman's terms, if it costs REU 4 cents to buy or generate electricity, which is what they want to pay,
mm-hmm.
you would think that would come into the pot. Whatever it costs them to deliver it would be divided, and everybody would pay the same. I mean, why should a business pay less per kilowatt hour than a residence? And if they do pay less, then the residence is subsidizing the business. I don't know why they don't all pay the same. We subsidize poor people if you make a certain lower level of income.
So do we subsidize businesses?
Well, the businesses pay less per kilowatt hour than the residential does. They pay like 9 cents or 10 cents, and residential pays 16.
Is it because they use more? Is that the idea?
I haven't asked.
So the city is subsidizing.
Of course. There's a half a dozen different programs. If for economic development, the city can give a lower rate to encourage a business to come in. So to say that one group is subsidizing another, while that's true, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't, and the city does it on other situations, so you can still do it here.
If it was just solar, I would say, okay, you got to, you know what, I can ride that horse. But if we're which is what I thought, I know that Turtle Bay was subsidized for a long time. I don't know if they still are or not, but I can understand that if business is using all electricity, you know, they're not paying the 15 cents, they're paying the 9 cents so the business is viable. But then that takes away the part about subsidizing solar.
Well, there's another part to the subsidizing. When the gentleman who made the presentation was asked, what does it cost to subsidize? First of all, it doesn't cost any money out of pocket. This is just different charges to different ratepayers. But the second thing was he said, we don't know. We're flying blind. Were his words. So what we did is we picked a federal study or a state study, and we used a number they assumed to figure out what this subsidy is, and then he built everything on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's better than nothing, but it's like guessing.
Well, see, that's the thing I told the solar guys. I said, you need to come up with what would it cost to make it viable for people to have solar and not be the 15 cents. In other words, if it was a 10 cent, if it was 10 cents, you know, kilowatt hour, then okay. Linda's writing me notes right in the middle of this. They're like, because we're going to have a break in 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, okay. We do have road conditions. So
yeah, and we're
going to
go over that.
Gonna
go over that. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry does a lot of great things, and they just did something the other day. And I'm not going to mention what it was, but it was, it's just another example of a small business here in town doing good things, and you never hear about it. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have great selections of everything from new jewelry to estate jewelry. It's one of Linda's famous favorite hunting grounds. If I'm out hunting, she's out hunting at the same time. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Mike DeQuisto and road conditions.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine. Yet your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love?
Premier, your friendly old change. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, celebrating 10 years. That's right. This is the year. We are your talk radio and your community talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, this program this morning. And Sue, you have road conditions. We have all kinds of things that you need to report.
We do. A traffic collision, minor injuries at I-5 south at the O'Brien Inlet Road on-ramp. It's backing up traffic. Expect delays. Quite a bit of construction on the roadways, including on Highway 36. Also, we do have construction near Weaver Street and road maintenance on 299. If you're heading towards the coast, beware. They do have ongoing delays. Also between Redding and Anderson, they're widening Interstate 5. It is 55 miles per hour, and the fine is doubled in a construction zone. Remember that once again.
Depending
55.
On how fast you go, because it just raises. And the guy that I talked to, the chippy that was out there, he says, I don't even stop unless they're hitting 80. And that right there is like a quadruple, because it's 55 and you're going 80 in a 55. And just for you that are coming down that can hear us up in Dunsmuir in that area, because you can, you might want, if you're coming down the hill, you're coming south into Redding and you're coming down that last hill, you might just want to slow down, because there's always a highway, but not always, but the one yesterday we saw was just parked there, and he had his radar gun out.
Oh, yeah.
And you were watching cars turn into sleds as they were hitting their brakes, and it was just like the back ends were going up, and there's smoke coming through it. So, yeah, he says, yeah, I only gave you a ticket for 75 because, hell, you're going to have to buy new tires.
There you go. But there is so much construction. Pretty much any direction you're heading, right. You will run into delays. That includes on 44 this morning. There's so much construction, too much to mention. Just remember, slow it down. And if you're getting off 44 onto Hilltop Drive, the right-hand lane is closed and traffic is backing up. And it does. It backs up through the day on 44 if you're heading east towards the mall.
Okay, the other thing, too, is there's always a wreck, at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, when they're on the 44, where they're merging in from the 5 on Auditorium Drive. So watch out, and it's not a surprise, so watch out there, too. And also on 44, they're clearing trees up in Shignaltown from Durst Road all the way up to the Lassen Forest. So they're going to be cutting trees out there, so be aware of that one, too. 8:37 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 88 today. And we're here with Mike DeQuisto, Redding City Councilman, and we were talking about the solar question. So it looks like now, is it pretty much settled for right now?
Well, there's really two questions. One is the existing contract, and as far as I'm concerned, we voted not to change it, so that's pretty much settled. There may be some minor changes to that. The bigger question is the rates going forward. And in my initial view of it, depending on what the committee says, but my initial view is that the rates for the current people or the people that are applying right now should be what they always have been. And then the rates, if you want to say in the future, because new houses are going to have solar and this and that, and if you buy a new house, do you get the same benefit where you've already paid for the solar? I would be open to some discussion on that. That might not need to be the same.
Well, we're paying $900,000 $900,000 a year. In subsidies. Is that correct?
Again, that's a made-up number because they don't, REU said, we don't know what we're paying. We're using an estimate.
Okay.
So they could have, it could be half that, it could be twice that. They just made up the number.
Okay.
So how do you know?
All right.
But anyway, that's what it is. So the committee will come back, hopefully within a couple months, with a recommendation. And because the problem is if you make the price too low, effectively make the current solar companies not able to do solar work in Redding. Now, they could still do it outside in the county in PG&E. I don't know how much of their work is outside the city and how much is inside the city, but it doesn't seem to be promoting a business-friendly atmosphere. And the other one is, if you just take in round numbers and assume it's $1 million is what the subsidy is, and let's just assume that number, and you divide it over 43,000 customers, it's like $1.50 a month, $2 a month. I mean, you're talking about nothing in the big scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is that a fair subsidy? That's for the city council to decide whether it's a policy decision.
I hope this isn't another one of the the last time we had something that looked at rates and all that, with big fanfare it was brought in. And then a year and a half later, it was done away with before they could have their first report out. I thought that was kind of interesting, but it's a different city council now. It's kinder, well, gentler.
And there's two big things that I try to look at. One is that the REU is basically the savings bank for the city, because the city uses the REU, as we've talked about, and I voted in favor of borrowing money for the soccer park. They borrow money to make their PERS payment, and the ratepayers for the utility are different than the citizens of Reading. And so there's probably an underlying desire, if you can't get a sales tax, to try to make sure that REU has as much money as it can possibly have. And the other issue is in the long term.
Is that legal to use it as a piggy bank?
Well, the city council owns both. The city owns the utility and owns the other. So if the city council decides they want to make a loan from one to the other, the city can, at least we've done that in the past. But here's the other underlying issue, and that is if everybody goes solar, REU is not going to be selling as much electricity. They won't have as much money coming in. They won't be able to meet all their obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an underlying tension between increasing solar or keeping solar and what REU is trying to go do.
Well, that's the third horse I was riding, because a business plan going forward, they have to, if all the new homes have to be built with solar, and you've got Palomar looking at another 1,000 houses all with solar in there, you know, that now we double, you know, the amount of subsidies we have to do. And at some point, not now, maybe not 5 years from now, but maybe 10 to 15 years from now, the business model is not going to be viable.
That's a fair discussion to say the new houses that you have to buy, you buy a brand new house and solar is already included in the price.
Yeah.
But I think that's a perfectly fair discussion to say what should we pay for that and not necessarily pay the same 16 cents.
Right.
But when you invest $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in your existing home, based on a 30-year contract and the 16 cents, I think it's unfair to change that.
Okay. I thoroughly agree with that. You know, we've got the contract there. It's not like are you just going to fail with that? On the other hand, as we go forward, we've got to really take a look at it.
I think
so. That we can keep a business model going also for the solar companies. You know, some of them are not going to make it, but some of them have been around here for a long time.
And I would encourage people to come to the meeting today, and then at the meeting today, they'll set the next meeting, and they'll all be open to the public, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah, everything's open to the public.
It's all open to the public.
Okay, let's completely change now. And you were at Henderson Open Space.
I was.
You know, and then Dave Benda had an article that says another fence is going up.
It
was in the same article that said we've been around for 10 years. So, you know, I read Dave Benda anyway. It's one of the – Dave seems to have his fingers on the pulse of a lot of things going on around here. But the Henderson Open Space, we had two people, in fact, that lived there on the street. They've had their homes for a long time. Their quality of life went to nothing. I sent things to the – in fact, just last week I sent photos to all of y'all. I don't know if you ever got them.
I got them.
Things that people had taken photos of the Henderson Open Space. Soon after that, Les Baugh goes down there and says, we need to go down there. Everybody needs to show up. I know you were there, and I'm sure other elected officials were there.
Joe Kameny was there, and Les Baugh.
Joe Kameny. But you've been down there before.
I went down for a cleanup one time before.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
And those people, those poor people that live there, invested their lives in this one, you know, in living in those houses, have people copulating in their backyard, defecating in their backyard. They hear fireworks, gunshots, chainsaws. I mean, this isn't like going in there quietly and camping and leaving like it used to be and leaving their trash out on the street that could be picked up. I mean, that's the way it used to be years ago.
So
now it's you've got a city in there.
There is a plan, in quotes, to deal with it in the future. Although the plan's been going on for 10 years or 15
mm-hmm.
years. The current plan is that with the 12 apprentice firefighters that have been hired, and they should be on shortly, is that the city will go through, the police will go through and sweep and clear it out, and then the firefighters will come in and will start clearing the underbrush and making it less desirable
mm-hmm.
for a place to go build your home and this and that. That should help some, but unless the police go down there constantly and make it so that they really don't want to be there, I don't think it's going to change much. I mean, I know the police are doing the best they can do, but to go once every 2 months just gives them an opportunity to fill it up with trash.
Well, why don't you, after the first time they came on, there was, you know, people were talking about it, and the police went down there, and they kind of went quiet for a while.
It did.
And then like you said, they've all come back. Why not fence both ends of it? You don't have to fence the whole thing, but if you fence both ends and you put in tall enough poles so that they couldn't bring in shopping carts or trailers that they bring in with cars and all this, you still have Fent Henderson open space. It just means people can get by in their bicycle and they can get by in their walking. And you fenced off those two ends because the only other way to get through it is go through people's yards. Would slow it down.
It would slow it down, and I don't have a problem with fencing. It's not a permanent solution, but if it gets them out of there and it makes it so other people use it.
And that's all fences are. I mean, even the post office has to put up fences and to keep the transients out of there. That I look at it as a temporary fix.
It is.
Until the whole thing it gets under control through a variety of means. You know,
the sales tax.
Yeah, let's talk about sales tax when we come back after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments now. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, and it's where you go to get a haircut. Don't expect to get your hair styled. You get a haircut. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:45 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 88 today. We'll be right back.
You can always go downtown when you've got worries. All the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 FM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air.
Now, see, yours says 66, mine says 68.
Well, mine just
mine's
changed.
Updated.
I just
okay.
updated.
68 degrees in the downtown studios, love that. And, of course, it's going to be sunny with our highs around 86 today and our lows of 65. Quickly, as you progress throughout the week, tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and hot, 97. Wednesday, 97. Wednesday, Thursday, 93. And we expect the chance of showers on Friday with our highs of 79 and a chance of showers on Saturday as well.
Can you
chance of showers
it,
on Sunday.
Can you believe it thundered and rained yesterday?
Yes, I can't believe anything.
Yeah.
We live in Redding, California. It's all possible.
Believe it all. Anything's possible in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the open spaces, the you know, I just saw where the train people here, Union Pacific. Did you see where they cut down all those trees and cleared out all that brush around their property?
I did see something about that.
They cut them all down, and so what it did was effectively take away any place that's in the brush in the little canal there. They took it all out, so there's no place for the people to park their bodies at night.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
good.
Yeah. And so you have, they're just, you know, people are starting to do things. They're starting to fence their property. They're starting to get new secure systems. But we still have this problem. So what's the city? What's the plan for this?
Let me start with it. 6 months or so ago, an idea was floated by some citizens to have a citywide sales tax that would go in the general fund with no specificity on how it was spent, and you needed 50% to get that to pass. And the goal at the time was to have a citizens initiative where you would get members of the public to sign a petition, and if you got enough votes, then you could get that on the ballot. The county then put their tax on hold while that one progressed. It didn't really progress very far, so the county said, we're going to go back in, and we're going to try and take care of the problem. So Joe Kameny spent a great deal of time coming up with a plan and a formula that would be a specific tax that would generate money across the spectrum of the people and the agencies that are involved. So it would give some money to the city for more policemen. It would give some money to Shasta, Lake, and Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
It would give more money for jail beds and sheriff support. It would give more money to probation. It would give some more money to the DA and to the public defender. And so the idea was to help the whole system as opposed to just building a jail. But if you don't have enough prosecutors, that doesn't help. So that was the idea. The final text I don't think has come out yet. They're tweaking it at the moment, and I've looked at it and made a few suggestions. And I think they took a couple of my suggestions in line. I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I think it's the right approach to the existing problem. I've always said that the jail is a huge issue. Jail seems to be the bottleneck in the whole system, or the biggest bottleneck. Will it solve the problem? God only knows if it will or won't. It probably won't solve it completely. Will it help if it's passed? I think it will. There are a few consequences in the bill if you don't spend the money properly. Your funding, I think, can be cut a small amount, or they've talked about that. So that should help try to convince people that it really is serious and the money will go or should go where it's supposed to go. It also says that you can't supplant your existing funding, so that means you can't backfill and take new tax money for existing programs. So it takes away a lot of the discretion of the Board of Supervisors for how to spend the money and lays it out and says, this is what you need to go do. And that way that helps with the trust issue or the lack of confidence issue when you say, well, we have to do what we have to do. So it doesn't really matter who the supervisors are.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's one of the questions is, you know, they have since stopped the 1 cent sales tax. They've backed off that from the city.
That's on hold at the moment.
That's on hold, and the reason for that is they don't want to have competing tax measures on there and confuse people. It would confuse me. Maybe it wouldn't confuse me, but it would upset me. What if they both pass? You know, the 50% plus one, and then the other one passes. Now I've got a 2 cent sales tax.
I wouldn't be concerned about that.
Yeah. So they're hoping there's on hold. They see what happens here. The fact is that we need the extra 500 seats in this jail, because we've always, a county the size of Shasta has always needed something like 900 to 1,000 beds.
I think so.
So they've got 400 now in the existing jail, so they can put another jail up with another 400 and or 300 and something, and then have work camps. So let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Carl? And hey, Mike, how you feeling, buddy?
I feel good, Terry.
Good. Yeah, I mean, nobody ever talks about the AD 109 money, and that's a little disturbing. Maybe you can have someone on, or we can get it on Sovereign Minds or one of the programs to find out about this, because you talk about the jail money. We have, the end of this year, we'll have $570 as far as what's left in the jail out of AD 109, and we'll have $1,466 in the other fund. For the probation department. So I'm trying to figure out why probation needs more money, how they're divvying up the money, how they spend the AD 109 money, and nobody seems to answer that question. And I brought this up to Joe. We had a long conversation, and I brought this up to him. And he told me to keep him informed of the facts. Well, he's right down the hall from it, and I think a lot of this is very disturbing. It was sort of like the other night when you and Aaron, Mike, were at our Patriot meeting. I mean, there's information we have that somehow you guys don't have. How does any of that work when we have folks representing us? So I kind of want a response to that. But maybe we can get the people on who are responsible for the AB 109 money, or one of them, to let us know. Why is it that
you know, I've called the probation department and she has returned my call. We just haven't lined it up yet. She's willing to come on the show, and these are good questions to ask.
Because, but it's not just her.
No, it's not just her, because of that community policing, the community policing program they have there is made up of 9 people, and that's the district attorney, the sheriff, the chief of police, the public defender, the health and human services, the DA. Yeah, anyway, it comes up, you know, I think that's it. And they vote on how that money goes. And sometimes it's if somebody's not there, it goes 4-4.
So well, the DA has 3 it. Votes. You're right.
So it's there. But she's willing to come on, and I've got that written down today. Let's bring her on so we can talk about that part of it, too, because they're the one, that's where the AB 109 money comes from.
Yes, sir.
Okay, right. Terry, thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right.
So the city doesn't get any of the AB 109 money, as far as I know. That's a county function to be given out according to the recommendation of the committee, and then the Board of Supervisors, I think, is the ultimate authority over whether to approve it or not.
That would solve a lot of the problems, that tax.
I think it would. I think it would help. And I think, actually, if you pass it and they start building a new jail – that may encourage some of the people to leave, knowing that what's coming in the future.
Mm.
We want to go somewhere else. We don't want to be here. Right now, it's a free pass. You know, it's unbelievable. You have to get arrested 40 or 50 times at fair to appear 40 or 50 times before you get on the magic list to be one of the top ones that they're after. I mean, I understand the problem. I understand the physical limitations. I'm sympathetic to it. But it seems there ought to be something that we can do about it.
Agreed.
What other things are happening here in the next few months that people need to get down there and listen to?
There will be a request in the next meeting or the meeting after, I believe, to increase the wastewater and sewer and water and utility charges. I don't know how much yet, but that's in the works. There will be a meeting with the Costco representative this afternoon to see what the status of that is and how they're moving forward and what they're doing.
Well, we sure want to hear about that. And we talk about it every day on the street. with friends. Have you heard anything about what's going on there? Well, we like to be, we want to be abreast with the situation. So
the big thing
is
Costco, if Costco somehow loses patience, and we didn't even get into Wind River, though we can. People are calling, and we're getting ready to leave, guys. Hey, thanks a lot, Michael DeQuisto, for being here. Mike is kind of like holding the line a lot of times on spending money. At least spending money wisely. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane and Swaptimus. We're going to have a lot of different people on here in the next week.
Have a great day.
So have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.